Things in the Czech Republic, there is no tradition of wearing uniforms in school. But now, in something of a first, students at a private high school in Dubí, North Bohemia, have held a school referendum on whether or not to introduce school uniforms. The reasons why were several, as Jan Wellinger reports.
Until now, there was only one other school in the Czech Republic requiring the use of school uniforms, Open Gate in the town of Babice, a British-style boarding school which opened last year. But it will soon be joined by another, the private Jan Amos Komenský High School in Dubí, North Bohemia. Students there went as far as holding a referendum on the issue, and a strong majority, more than 70% of students as well as teachers, voted in favor. School uniforms, child psychologists point out, do have their benefits, namely creating a level playing field for kids and young adults from various social backgrounds. And that's not all. A little earlier I spoke to 18-year-old student Katrina Klugova, one of the initiators of the project.
I got this idea when I was in England and I came back. In England there have a lot of people the uniform, and I got this idea there, and I thought that I could bring this uniform in our school.
What do you like about the uniforms that you think it is a good idea?
For me, it is important. It is a good representation of our school, and there could be some social problems. If we have the school uniform, I think if someone has some beautiful T-shirt, there could be some students which could envy another student. So we discussed with our director of school, Mrs. Turková. We were speaking with students about it, why we will do the uniform and so on.
Was there anybody who was not in favor, maybe a more individualistic type who would prefer to wear exactly what they want?
Yes, of course. In the beginning, there were a lot of students which were opposed to the uniform, but during the time they were explained when we will wear the uniform, and they were okay now.
Katarzyna Klugová says that for now the new uniforms will be worn only on special occasions, such as the first day of school. Meanwhile, the school's principal, Jaroslava Turková, says she regards the referendum and all the debate that preceded it as a success.
I'm really impressed with our students and how they handled the whole process. It's very satisfying for me as a professional. They're proud of their school and want people to know it. The uniforms will also be a good thing, since as a high school we're part of the Socrates exchange program in the EU, they'll really serve on formal occasions. Again, as a teacher, I have to say I'm really proud.
But Mrs. Turková admits that not all the feedback has been positive. After a national newspaper ran a story on the school, some emails received were extremely critical. The principal says she now hopes that some students' excitement over their project will not be soured. Soon, they will get their new uniforms featuring white and navy blue with orange elements, as well as the school's emblem.